right, we're here. We're here for the final of the this month, which, what do we call this month? Issue ones?
I think first issues or something, yeah.
First issues.
I think this is the first time we've mentioned it since the first episode of the month.
It is, yes. I know. It's been a while. So I got all the score sheets here. We're going to do score sheets next time, too, for the next month.
Keep on rating.
Keep on rating.
Everybody wants to know what Joe thinks.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's like, you know, it's your first time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Was it worth it? I don't have these in any order, so we're just going to lay them out. If there's a tie, pick the one that was better. Your biggest recommendation.
Yeah.
So I'm literally just going to go random here, okay?
Okay.
All right, Spider-Man number one, you give a 5.8.
Yeah, everybody was upset about that, apparently.
What is this?
Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin. The Boy Wonder. You gave an 8 out of 10, so I'll put that in the 8.
That's actually pretty high.
We'll put that in the 8 pile. Spawn, you gave a 7.4.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's relatively solid. Forever Evil, 5.6. Not good.
Wow, that's actually lower than the Spider-Man one.
And the Spider-Man one is not that bad.
Yeah.
X-Man, which I thought was going to be a fail, you gave a 7.8.
Oh, did I really? Wow, that's higher than I would have
guessed. Isn't that high?
I
think everybody should think that's high. Sin City, you gave an 8 as well, so we'll put that
over
here.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, I did mention on one of the episodes we did that I really enjoy properly done minimalism, and that's a great example.
Oh, it's just black and white.
Yeah, black and white, but also like really tight dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's not a ton to occupy you.
All right, for Daredevil.
Daredevil.
Daredevil Father, by the way. you did not care for it. It's actually, I think, one of the lowest. That is a 3.
It was the only thing I've read where I've been powerfully bored by it.
We have Dark Claw, which we just talked about, actually.
Mm-hmm.
That you also gave an 8 and a 10. So we have our 8 pile here.
It sounds like that 8 is going to be like hard to break.
This one we did not write the title.
Well, we're going to have to do it by...
But I guess it doesn't matter. You gave it a 7.8, though. Yeah. It must have been pretty good, right? Must have been pretty good.
Yeah, it must have been decent. I wonder what it was.
I don't know. All right. The other three I got titles. Walking Dead number 1, you gave a 7.
Okay.
Which is lower than Spawn.
Yeah.
Lower than
Higher
Spawn.
Than that Spider-Man.
Yeah. Superman, Last Son of Krypton, you gave a 7.6, so we're right here.
Between Spawn, X-Man, and Unknown.
And then X-Men number 1, the best-selling comic book of all time, you gave a 7.6.
Okay.
All right, so let's just cut it down here. Daredevil, 3, out. Forever Evil, 5.6, out. Spider-Man, out. Walking Dead, out. Spawn, Superman, Last Son. I mean, if there's any... No, this, I mean, X-Men number 1. X-Man and...
Unknown.
So, I guess... Those are out. All right, so
that
let's...
That kind of answers that, I guess.
Jeez.
So we're just going to do a top 3 is what we're going to do.
Yeah. I could
organization on this show.
I could go through everything, but it's like,
We could totally figure it out. You know, we'd have to do it live on the air.
Who knows what it is?
Would we have any listeners left in the world?
We don't. All right. So with your top 3, just kind of break it down. Dark Claw, Batman and Robin,
mm-hmm.
The Boy Wonder, Frank Miller, I guess I should also note, with Jim Lee. In Sin City, Frank Miller. So you got 2 Frank Millers
two
here.
2 Frank Miller ones, yeah.
At least written, you know.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking here? Because dialogue, you have Sin City lowest.
Right.
As far as artwork, you have Dark Claw the highest.
Oh, okay.
As far as story, you gave them all a 7.
Yeah.
But yet they all have the highest scores out of all these. And yeah. I know for a fact, like X-Man, you gave a 8. Look at that. See how that's weird? Yeah. Last Son, you gave an 8, but it just didn't hit you with the artwork. With the entertainment, Batman and Robin got a 9. Much higher than the 8 and 7 from the other two.
That is... Okay, so, but I feel like that was the very first comic book that I read.
It was.
Coming out of Grab Bag Month.
Yeah.
And so there's probably a bias in there.
Very well could be.
So...
Now you gave it the lowest out of these three on the cool factor.
Yeah, which is weird.
7. 8 for Dark Claw, 9 for Sin City.
Although I totally understand it because, like, Dark Claw was like, that's kind of really freaking awesome.
No, it's super cool.
And then Sin City is like, it's just super epic and it's like the daringness to go out there and do that.
And it's also the definition of cool, in
my opinion. Yeah.
Like, it's like a cool comic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, it's its own thing. But mm-hmm. I also remember I mentioned in there that part of the cool factor is the print quality. So freaking high.
Hmm.
So like the card paper cover with like a nice matte finish and then like these really heavy duty pages.
Yeah, yeah.
With no like ink splotch or anything. You know, it's just like really tight. No ads. You know.
No ads.
So, you know, I'll justify that with Sin City. I guess the question though is like which one of these would I rate the highest? So like I'm kind of bummed that there's no more Dark Claw stuff. But I probably would like of these... Even if there were more Dark Claw things, it would probably be a tight competition between the Batman and Robin and Dark Claw for what would I follow next if I could only pick one of these.
Well, let's do this. Instead of going by these original numbers, now that you've read everything, pick one comic for each category now, with your mindset now, in this exact moment, recorded, live. Which out of the three had the best dialogue?
You know what? It's probably going to be... The best dialogue is probably Sin City.
Best artwork.
Best artwork?
Got Jim Lee. We got... I don't know what Dark Claw. We got Frank Miller.
Yeah. I think best artwork, I'd probably have to put the Batman and Robin one.
Okay.
Because I remember, like, really actually... being kind of captivated by it right away. Once again, Grab Bag Month might have affected that, but either way.
Plot, story.
Plot and story. You know what? The most compelling plot of the two, of the three, is Batman and Robin, to me. So, like, the Sin City one is, like, it's fine, but it, like, does kind of seem like a psychopath revenge story sort of thing.
Okay. And this one doesn't have anything.
Yeah, that one's more just kind of like, hey, here's some characters, you know... So probably crippled a little bit by that, but,
entertainment.
I think I was weirdly, I know Sin City is rated the highest here. I probably was more entertained by Dark Claw than Sin City.
No, it's cool.
Yeah.
They're all cool. That's why they're here, right?
Yeah.
And cool factor, Sin City beat originally with the highest.
Yeah. But I gave it, I bumped it up a couple of spots because of the print quality.
Yeah.
And you can't necessarily judge a comic that is for a mass market by something like that as well. So it wouldn't necessarily be fair to just go with Sin City because they had the highest rating on this scale. Cool factor, probably Dark Claw, honestly.
Okay. All right, so that puts us 2 for Dark Claw, 2 for Batman and Robin. Sin City's out. Out of those two, which one had the best dialogue?
Actually, Batman and Robin.
Then that's your winner.
That's the winner. Batman and Robin.
So Frank Miller still gets a win.
Yeah.
Just not for Sin City.
Yeah.
So you're out of the number ones. I mean, I got plenty of number ones. Number one month, we'll be back.
Okay.
Plenty of number ones. We got another amalgam.
We haven't completed the number ones that are available.
I got a whole basket.
Got a raft of them.
Got a whole basket of number ones. But next month, obviously, right around the corner, we have we're doing trade paperbacks, graphic novels, omnibus, whatever I grab, really. And I did want to go over the first three that we're going to do.
Okay.
I do want to keep it the same format, you know, Marvel, DC, not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And I...
But we're doing like fewer episodes a week.
Yes. We are cutting down to Tuesday and Thursday just because the format will be much longer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been doing 15-minute episodes, but most likely we'll be doing 45-minute episodes, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to multiply by 3 the length, so therefore we're going to have to cut the amount of episodes. And also, they take longer to read. You know, it's going to be hard if, you know, on a Tuesday I decide, like, this is the one to read, and then it's and then The Crow or something, and The Crow's like this thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I had no idea, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
So when we get to that point, because I do want to read The Crow, it's a commitment, you know? It really is. So I did want to start out a little light.
Yep.
But I do want to start out, since the winner was DC for this episode, we are going to start out with Marvel.
Okay.
And there was a lot, I don't have a lot of Marvel. I have a lot of Marvel comics, but as far as like graphic novels, mainly because a lot of their graphic novels are combined issues. Mm-hmm. Like they're not standalone stories. And, you know, I mean, I have... their version of Wizard of Oz, you know, that.
Marvel's Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, that's actually what it's called.
Did not know.
And I love it. I think it's great, but it's not really what we're going to talk about. So anyway, we're going to start out with Iron Man Extremis, which I think... Having Iron Man in the front, I think that's going to help, you know, get some people in.
Yep.
This is not the one I want to bring people in with.
Oh.
But they can't all be winners.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So we're going to start out with Iron Man Extremis. You can just take a flip through just to give people a tease.
Okay. So it's like, it is more like darkly drawn, more almost painting-like as opposed to traditional comic book.
Yeah.
Nothing looks profoundly adventurous in terms of layout.
Yeah, and please note, I am very cheap. So these are purchased, at a low rate. All right. Second one we're going to be covering is Superman Earth One, which I thoroughly enjoy. So, we will see what he thinks though, because he's been very... all over the place.
All over the board.
So I'll just take a peek there.
Yeah. So I like the print quality here. There's I like the grid texture.
Yeah, I feel bad because a lot of my DC stuff is hardback, and then Marvel, you know, it's not.
Well, as we saw in previous ratings, like, I definitely will consider that in rating a thing. So, roughly the same thing, though, in terms of, like, you know, although it's a little bit mixed up. It's actually fairly mixed up in terms of like the creativity, in terms of what they're doing with the pages, the cells, and layout and whatnot. So,
and finally, the third one we'll be covering in that order is from Boom Studios, Boom Comics, and that is Die Hard Year One.
Die Hard Year One, still with the Half Price Book sticker on it.
Oh yeah, I'm not taking that baby off. I need people to know I saved 75% off.
Why not? Yeah.
And this obviously follows John McClane.
In New York City?
Correct.
Okay. What's the time period?
Well, it would be his first year in the force.
Okay. She's talking like late 70s,
early 80s. Yeah, you can probably tell. Yeah. It's like...
yeah. Oh, okay. So it actually kind of looks like him.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely it does.
Cool.
All right. So those will be the first three. And like I said, Tuesday, Thursday release schedule from... for this month. What month? It's March, right? So.
1976.
There you go. 1976. Yeah. Perfect. Thank you.
It's thrown on the inside cover, which is nice. Yeah. So.
And that's hardback as well.
Yeah.
I only paid $5.
Man.
I bought one for every Hero Head. I did.
Did you?
Yeah. There were $5.
Yeah.
There was four of us. I was like, $20. It originally cost $20. I'm going to get four.
You invested in this podcast. Oh, you know what? 1976 is on the cover as well.
Oh, cool. It is.
Did not notice that. Old really school. Stylized.
It is cool. It's a cool.